Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to week seven. Week seven of I Am Erotic Innocence. This week, the theme is relaxing into pleasure and the importance of being able to relax into pleasure is that is what dictates the degree of pleasure that you can feel. So I've said in the past that the degree that we can be with and relax into discomfort is the same degree that we can be with and relax into pleasure. They're one and the same. Surrender is surrender, no matter what you're surrendering into. So if you want to expand your capacity to receive and feel more pleasure, we need to be able to relax and be with what is. Because when we tense, when we brace or resist what is, that's when we lock, when we interrupt the flow of energy. And you can imagine with something like sexual chi moving through your body, or those erotic energies, eros flowing through your body, as soon as you tense up, you're constricting that meridian flow, and that's going to put a cap on the amount of pleasure. So this week is a much more somatic focused. Pretty much the rest of the program is going to be less informational, less content, and more just diving into the direct experience, because ultimately it's about feeling it for yourself and building that muscle and being with those tools. So today we're going to go into some quick journal prompts, and then our exercise today centers around this very simple but profound practice of intentionally relaxing the pelvis and the thighs and legs, but mostly the pelvic floor and the thighs, as you're gifting yourself pleasurable touch or pleasurable sensory stimulation. So on your own, you can prepare in the future to have like all your favorite smells and textures. Maybe you like how feathers or fur feel on you. Maybe you have aromatherapy scents that you really love. Maybe you love how chocolate melts on your tongue, or flower petals on your face. I would encourage you, when you practice this on your own, to really indulge in what some people call a sensorium. Sensorium, where you're really delighting in your senses, and you have all your favorite sensory tools, toys with you. And it can be very simple, like I said, just I have little fuzzy rugs around and nice incense and candlelight and whatever delights you. It's all for you. And so the practice is just receiving pleasurable touch and pleasurable sensory input, and actively, or rather intentionally, relaxing the muscles, noticing as soon as tension creeps back in, and visibly relaxing again. And you may be surprised at how quickly at first tension sneaks its way back in, and just being aware and just actively letting the thighs drop a little deeper into the bed, into the floor, wherever you are. So with that, if you have your journals, we'll do three quick journal prompts that relate to earlier in our explorations in this program. And the first fill in the blank is, I feel safe when. I feel safe when. Just listing out whatever words, phrases, environments, people. I feel safe when. Whenever you feel complete with this response, you're welcome to drop any key points in the chat. When do you feel safe?
I'll go. Hi, ladies. I feel safe when I get home. I feel safe when I'm laying on my husband's chest. I feel safe when I'm snuggling in bed with my daughters. I feel safe when my fat black cat lays between my legs and softly snores.
I love that. I love the cat energy. Beautiful. Thank you. Who else would like to share?
I'll go. I feel safe when I can feel God, like when I feel connected to spirit. I feel safe when I'm with Connor, my partner, and I also usually feel safe when I'm in my home, in my personal like home environment.
Beautiful. I love this emphasis on home. Who else would like to share? How do you feel safe? When do you feel safe? Maybe y'all are still writing.
I can go. I feel safe when I know what's happening. I feel safe when I know what I'm doing. I feel safe when I'm calm, grounded. I feel safe when I can be myself. I feel safe when I can trust my environment, when the temperature is comfortable, when I am comfortable, hydrated and fed.
Beautiful. The essentials. The essentials, yes. Misty.
I feel safe when I'm relaxed and not pressured. I feel safe when I can take my time and the pace is slow. I feel safe when I'm with people who I feel support me and aren't judging me or confining me. I feel safe when I am home. I can also feel pretty safe when I'm alone, like no external. I guess it's also the predictable. So when I don't, maybe that's a control thing. So I don't know if all that is circumstantial, but I feel safe when I can see clearly. So whether that is in a physical sense or in other ways. So, I also wrote grounded and connected. So, when I'm connected to whatever that is, be it God or another human, feeling really connected feels super safe.
Beautiful. I love that emphasis on the feeling spirit, feeling God, feeling connection. And it's interesting you and Dory brought up the like when you know what's going on or what you're doing, the clarity thing. I think it's like, one side of that could be like control, like helps us feel safe. And the other side of it is just clarity, like what you were speaking to, clearly being able to see clearly, feel clearly.
But I just want to add that I'm hoping there'll be more that we uncover, and I'm sure, but especially when it comes to sensuality and eroticism, like if it's predictable, it feels safe. And I want to feel safe without predictability. I don't want that to have to be a thing to feel safe. So
And as we, explore these practices more and you practice more on your own, that's when we are able to open into relaxing into the unknown, relaxing into the void, relaxing into the I don't know, which is usually what's the most scary for people, that elicits the contraction, the like, oh, the unfamiliarity. So the more we practice relaxation, the more we can open into relaxing into the spaces that have elicited contraction in the past, especially around not knowing, lack of control, the void space, etc. And once we play with relaxing there, you find it's actually very serene. The not knowing is actually very, very serene. Did someone drop in the text here? I was a little surprised realizing how many circumstances don't actually feel safe when I thought about it. And a few of the things that y'all said feed into the next two prompts. So the next fill in the blank is I feel relaxed when. I feel relaxed when. When do you feel relaxed? Some of you mentioned relaxation in the first one. I feel relaxed when.
I feel relaxed when I'm safe. So, I feel like it's almost the same question, but it helps to clarify. I feel relaxed when there's calmness. I also feel relaxed when things are slow or still. But I think I could summarize it to say I feel relaxed when it's a pace that is digestible or consumable. So even if the pace isn't still or slow, as long as I'm with the flow, I guess is okay in the flow. And then when I trust, I feel relaxed.
Yeah, it's just interesting to note how these different themes and qualities like feed into each other or kind of go hand in hand, like the relaxation and safety. But then when we go deeper into each one, we start to see like the subtle nuances, like, oh, there may be situations where I feel relaxed but not safe, or safe but not relaxed, and just noting like what are the differences in those, just as a self-exploration, just curious to know. And then also helpful to see how they dovetail, so that you can kind of what's the phrase I like to use, like get two birds with one kiss.
Yeah, I feel like as soon as I started to answer this one, it feels to me like I can't have one without the other. For me, but if I'm excited, am I relaxed? Can I be? Right?
Hey, that's what we're
Yeah.
exploring, right?
All right, this is great. Thanks. Oh, and I also just wanted to say too, like when we were talking about home, I sometimes think about walls, and sometimes walls feel really safe, but then sometimes walls, like outside where there's absolutely no, like it also can feel safe. So I think it's circumstantial.
Totally. I see that. I know sometimes I feel very like held in the deep blue ocean, which is very expansive. But then if I'm like looking out at the horizon, it starts to feel a little too big. And if I'm just floating in it and feel like contained in the floating of the expanse, that feels relaxing and safe. So again, just interesting, just for our own self-exploration to see what really does it for us. Who else would like to share what helps them feel relaxed?
I said, I feel relaxed when I am not in a rush.
Indeed, yes. The slowness, it's good to note slowness, okay? Slowness.
I second that. I feel relaxed again when I'm at home in my home environment, when I eat really good, nourishing food. Like, I love food and I like to be really present with my food. When my space is clean and quiet, that's like really important for my relaxation. If everything's a mess, that's unsettling for me. When I'm with my partner, when my cats lay on my chest and purr, that's super soothing and relaxing to me. When I meditate, when I'm reading or watching a really good story, that's very relaxing to me. Or when I'm spending just quality time with people that I know intimately that accept me.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Love that. I resonate with the needing things to be tidy and clean. Sometimes I'm like, oh, if I just vacuum, I'll feel like I could let go.
It's been a portal because I live with two people, and my 12-year-old is just like a huge mirror for me. Like, she's just like messy and like doesn't care. And it's like, integrate me. And I'm like, and then I have a huge dog and four cats. And so it's like, it is not like living by yourself. And I can't always control the environment. So it's been like a descent.
Godspeed, Godspeed. Sorry. Would you like to share?
I think I struggle a little with feeling the difference between safe and relaxed. But I did write something slightly different, so I guess there is a difference. I've had my nervous system, when my nervous system is attuned to what's happening, when I'm present, when I'm not anxious, when there's no time construct, when I can be myself. When I feel comfortable with the people I'm with, when the space is clean and organized, when I don't have an objective I'm trying to achieve, and when I'm not wondering what to do with my time.
Beautiful. Yes, I've noticed the theme in everyone's like the slowness or the no time constraints. And the being comfortable with who you're with, whether that's your home environment or like the people you're with. Misty added, water or shower feels relaxing. Yes, water is so good at cleansing the auric field. So it literally, you're like showering your energy back to 0 point. So water's super soothing in that way. I literally, if I've been feeling particularly agitated or just like overstimulated in the day, I'll just be like, I need to take a shower. And then I feel better after the shower. So again, just as you're going through these, just noting the overlap between relaxation and safety and where the differences are for you. And the last one we'll do is I feel appreciated when. I feel appreciated when. When do you feel appreciated? When do you feel appreciated, whether by yourself, by others, by the space? I feel appreciated when, yes, Misty.
I feel appreciated when I am acknowledged, when I'm seen and heard in a way that is desired to be seen and heard. I feel appreciated when I do be when I do what I say I'm going to do for, to within myself. Or when I say I'm going to be something, like when I actually am holding myself accountable for whatever my word is, whatever my agreements are. So that feels appreciated. And then touch, whether it's a hug or a gesture of some type, a healthy touch feels really appreciating. And since having a child, time to myself has never felt more. I feel appreciated when someone's like, here's some space.
Beautiful. Yes. And just noting again this theme of how when we feel appreciated, we open. And so when the body feels appreciated, it can open more deeply into pleasure. This was a theme we went over in one of the initial weeks. And so when you, everyone, when you're going through your responses, note, how can I create? You're already listing out how you can create this appreciation within your own body and within yourself. You can be the witnesser. You can be the compassionate witness, the one who sees, the one who reflects back. I feel you, body. I'm here with you. I love you. You can be the one that's offering the loving touch. That's what we're doing in these somatic practices. And you can, provide that safe space. And there was one other main thing that you had brought up at the beginning, Misty, that I'm trying to remember. It was the witnessing, the
Acknowledged.
yes, acknowledged. Oh, and the kind of like the theme of following through on the word.
Yes,
So when
100.
your body, like if your body is asking support of you, the more you follow through on your body's messages, or if you kind of promise, like, oh, I'm going to take care of you in X, Y, and Z ways, the more you follow through with that, the more the body feels your appreciation, your acknowledgement, your following through on your word, your tr trust. The more the body trusts you, and the more it trusts, the more it opens.
I just wanted to I think I could probably sum it up to say, when I'm allowed and accepted to be myself, my authenticity with myself and with others. But I appreciate you saying the word trust because that's really the basis.
Beautiful. Who else would like to share when they feel appreciated?
I'll share. I was a little stumped initially. Like I have like a little, I was like my brain, it didn't start flowing at first. It took me a second. But when my gifts or efforts are acknowledged, so acknowledgement over here also. When I'm pampered, like my partner will do like some really sweet, nice things for me. And that always makes me feel super appreciated. When we do the body appreciation exercises, that's one for me. And then when people make an effort to connect with me and relationships feel mutual. Like when someone like calls me or, reaches out to make plans to spend time with me, and it's like I feel wanted, like the relationship matters as much to them as it does to me, and they're willing to put effort into it. That also makes me feel like valued and appreciated.
Beautiful. And yeah, in this context with this program, the way that you can translate that into allowing your body to feel appreciated is you initiate that time and space to make for it, right? That's why the more we carve space to do these sorts of somatic appreciation exercises, it's like the body's like, oh, you're paying attention to me. You're prioritizing me. You're choosing me. And it feels good. It feels special, right? To have that someone initiating and taking the time out to just spend quality time with you. The body's the same way. Wow, you're making time just to spend quality time with me. And then it starts to open. So beautiful, beautiful. Jennifer, yes.
I feel appreciated when people notice specific details, and I feel appreciated when someone smiles at me.
Beautiful. Yes. And you can smile at your body. We did the breast smiling exercise, and you can touch different parts of the body and offer it a nice smile. And yeah, just as you're going over whatever responses come to you, there's always a way to translate it to how you can gift that to your body, because how we feel it from others is how we can also gift it to ourselves. So to just be creative in that way. Dory. Elusive button.
Okay. Okay. I feel appreciated when I feel seen and understood. When and that's from myself to me, and but also from others. I feel appreciated when I get calls from my sisters. And when there's kindness, sweetness, and acceptance, either for me, to myself, or for others. When I feel taken care of with a gesture or touch or nurture, either from myself or others. When I feel supported, like I can rely on me or on someone else. When I can be myself, when I get the gift of presence, when there's reciprocity in a relationship.
Beautiful presence, reciprocity, loving gestures. Yes. All of that can be easily translated to gifting to the body. And I saw earlier, Kayla had said in the chat, I'm so glad we all shared because some of your shares resonate even deeper than what came to me initially. So, yes, that's the power of sharing in the group. We all have medicine for one another. We can all inspire different ahas or insights, revelations, and even just witnessing similarities in other stories. It's like, oh, like I'm not alone in this, or there's others in the same vein. So I love having the group share. So thank you, thank you, thank you. So with that, you have your beautiful list of the different ways that you can translate this into how you treat your body and how you can create that energetic for your body to relax even deeper into the present moment. Because the more it feels the safety and the appreciation, which also feeds into trust, it can relax more and more and more. And the more pleasure that you can sense and feel, the more capacity you have for that pleasure. So, we're going to transition into our relaxing of the pelvis, the thighs, as we gift ourselves touch. So if you have massage oil, you can have that close. All of these movements can also be done without massage oil. And we're going to keep it in this zone today. But when you're in your private practice, you can be in like full yoni massage, whatever feels good. And as you're building up that erotic energy and the sexual chi, practice the intentionally relaxing the thighs, letting the, we have our microcosmic orbit exercise that we've gone through that's going to help disperse things. As it disperses, you can relax the thighs more. So again, the focus point is relaxing the pelvis and the thighs and just gifting pleasurable touch. So today we'll just be doing that through self-massage. And I'm going to share my screen so that I could share the music. So if you don't want to appear on the recording, you can cover your, what's it called? Put your little icon up on your screen, unshare your video. And I pray that my computer doesn't glitch. It's been freezing when I go into the share screen. So let's say a collective prayer that the technological gods are good to us. And with that, go ahead and start to find a cozy position. Cozy position.
I think you need to share your screen to share your audio.
Oh, really? Because I looked it up and that's what it said. I didn't see. Do you know of how?
I don't know the how.
Okay.
Had the audio, like someone share their computer audio and not their screen.
Okay, I'll look deeper into it, but this was the only way I found so
Yeah.
far. So let me know for a moment if someone could give me a thumbs up if you can hear this music. Maybe you could do a little reaction. I don't know. I think there's like reaction. You could make it a little louder. Hey, can you all hear my voice over the music? Is that a good volume? Maybe. Oh, can you give me a thumbs up? Okay, perfect. Thank you. Alrighty, so let's go ahead and start to settle in. Taking a nice deep cleansing breath in through the nose, out through the mouth, in through the nose, out through the mouth. In through the nose, out through the mouth, in through the nose, out through the mouth, shaking off any energy from the day, flicking the wrists. Shaking the shoulders, bouncing, buzzing the lips. And just settling into your position, whether you're seated or laying down. For this exercise, it's ideal to lay down just so you could fully relax the thighs open. And I suggest making a posture where your soles of the feet are together, if that's comfortable, and your legs are filleted out in a butterfly. And just positioning the legs in that way, however stretched out or close to your body is the most comfortable for them to be in this sort of relaxed, filleted position. The soles of the feet don't have to be touching. Just allowing your legs to splay open in a comfortable position. And beginning by just offering some gentle, full, broad squeezes to your thighs. Squeezing the thighs gently all the way to the knees. And squeezing back up to the hips. On your own rhythm, your own time. Softening your belly, taking a deep cleansing breath. Squeezing the thighs, kneading the muscles, pressing in the heels of the hand, just offering some deep, broad strokes into the muscles of the thighs. Allowing them to feel your presence. Just inviting them to relax deeper. Softening your belly, allowing the breath to move all the way throughout your pelvic bowl. Expanding 360 degrees like a balloon before letting go with the exhale. And moving your hands to squeeze the hips, the hip flexors. Moving into the grooves between the pubic bone and the hips, and pressing your fingertips, intuitively massaging throughout the hip flexors. This tender space between the hip bones and the pubis. Whether you're massaging both sides simultaneously or moving from one side to the other. Just continuing to squeeze, knead, press into the tissue here. Deepening the breath, softening the belly. Ooh. And as you continue massaging here, just noticing the level of relaxation or tension in the legs and intentionally relaxing them that much more. Letting your legs sink deeper into the bed, the couch, the floor, wherever you are. Just letting them fall even more on your out-breaths. Intuitively massaging, squeezing around the hip bones. If you wish, moving towards the back, the sacrum, the lower back, the tailbone, kneading with your knuckles, all around the back and the side, the hip pelvis. Ooh, softening the belly. Deepening the breath. And allowing whatever sigh or sound wishes to come through on your exhales as you continue to intuitively massage, rub, knead around your pelvic bones. Allowing your touch to move to whatever area of the pelvis you wish. It may be your lower belly womb space, your hips, your sacrum, hip flexors, inner thighs, the fullness of the thighs, just allowing your hands to wander wherever your body is most desiring touch in this moment. And noticing how your body wishes to be touched, squeezes, caresses, deep strokes, kneading, rolling, knuckles, fingertips, softening the belly, deepening the breath. Filling the balloon of the pelvic bowl with your breath. Allowing yourself to sound or sigh on your exhales. And allowing your legs to sink even deeper into the floor, the couch, the bed, allowing the thighs to become that much heavier, sinking deeper into the earth. Emotions, feelings that arise, just allowing them to flow through. Tears, whimpers, moans, groans, cries, yells, whatever arises. Just letting it pass through the body. Allowing your sound and your presence to help it transmute. Softening the belly, deepening the breath. And allowing your thighs to sink even deeper. Relax even deeper into the earth. Noticing wherever there's any subtle tension held and bringing your breath into that space, allowing it to melt open, dissolve. Melt deeper into the floor. Allowing the thighs, the legs to become even heavier, sinking down. And if you wish to relax your hands and just let them rest on your belly or your thighs, allowing yourself to just be with the pure awareness of your legs and thighs, and with every breath, intentionally relaxing that much more. With every exhale, letting the legs sink even deeper, the thighs open even more, melting, sinking into the earth. Completely letting go, letting the earth hold you. Scanning throughout your entire body, from the top of your head to the tips of your toes, noticing any residues of tension, and allowing your breath to flow deeper into those spaces, melting, opening, soothing. Allowing the body to sink even deeper into the earth with your exhales. And we're going to move into a period of stillness where I'm no longer speaking, and you are just continuing with every single exhale, allowing your body, your thighs, your pelvis to sink even deeper into the earth, letting go more and more. And with every inhale, allowing the breath to move into every space of the body and melt it open that much more. So just allowing in this space with only the music and your breath to allow for deeper and deeper relaxation with every inhale and exhale, letting yourself sigh and sound to assist with the letting go. Softening the belly, deepening the breath, allowing the legs, the thighs, the pelvis to sink even deeper into the earth. Whether you're massaging intuitively all around the pelvis or allowing your hands to rest intentionally at deepening the sense of relaxation with every exhale, every sigh, every sound. Noticing how your sound, your sigh can be the most relaxed. Scanning the body from head to toe, noticing any points of tension and delivering the breath into this space. Allowing the body to let go even more. Bringing your awareness to the fingers, the toes, allowing for some wiggles, bringing a nice stretch into the body, stretching, stretching, stretching. Saying thank you, touching the body, squeezing the arms, the legs, and saying thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you, I love you, I love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you, I love you, I love you. And as you begin to open your eyes, if they were closed, very slowly looking all around your space, 360 degrees, very slowly drinking in all the sights, sounds, texture. Rubbing, squeezing the body, turning to the neck. And if you wish to share how that exercise went for you, if there were any challenges or celebrations, would love to hear how that landed for you. Whether you wish to share, chat, or unmute yourself.
I felt relaxed, and I also feel maybe it's like a little bit of like grief, and it just feels like grieving more like the doing, almost like how much I am asking of my body all the time, just throughout my days, and not caring for her the way she needs and deserves. And then I really found a lot of tender spots that just felt almost kind of knotty, and just like a few that almost like struck a nerve, like just some different sensations. And since doing some of this and touching myself in non-goal-oriented ways, I've found a lot of that, and it moves. And it's like every time is a different, like it's energy. And I've done this with other parts of my body, but never really tuned into the yoni space in this way, or just all surrounding areas. And so yeah, it's like a homecoming and a grieving from not being home, and just really relaxed. All of it.
Yes, thank you. The grief is very natural to arise, especially when we're, in the earlier phases of gifting ourselves this type of touch and attention. It's very common and natural and honestly an essential part to feel the bittersweetness, right? There's a sweetness in the homecoming and a bitterness of having been away from home. And so again, just being that compassionate witness, letting the emotions flow, whether it's tears, it's giggles. What I find when I am with these practices and have been with them the last years is it comes to this point where I would feel like a baby in a cradle, where like emotions would just come and go, and there's not even memories or stories attached to them. It's like suddenly I'm weeping, suddenly I'm wailing, then I'm laughing, then I'm giggling, then I'm cooing, whimpering, and it's just this, you're just taken on this little, adventure ride. And these sorts of practices, they're so simple, but they're so infinite. There's infinite layers. And I don't say that in the means of like, oh my God, there's always more layers to go through. I mean, in the way that there's always more beauty to open into. It's like a rose unfolding forever and ever, blooming over and over and over. There's always more blooming, and with that, there's more beauty, more depth, and tenderness. But the more we're with the tenderness, the more we open to more sensation, and the more we open to sensation, the more we can open into pleasure. So again, to just be with what is. So thank you for your courage and being with the practices. And yes, common to find these tender spots and like knot, little knots in places. And again, these sorts of areas aren't usually focused on in professional massages. And often when we're in self-pleasure, it's like has historically been goal-oriented and focused on a very small part of the pelvic floor. And so again, just being with that infinite exploration of your body, it's amazing how the tissue can change from just 1 centimeter to the next. And there's always more to explore. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Can I just say, you brought it up and it was something I wanted to say, is about like the professional massage. And like I've been leaning into like a massage that's, instead of it needing to be sensual, or instead of like trying to turn myself on, I'm just like letting go of needing that and like just needing my yoni space. And that feels really good. Like it's not a performance, and it's like I'm literally just like loving myself, like my neck or my shoulder or something in that capacity. And it feels really good to not have to need it to be something sexual. And that feels really good. And I was kind of just like, one of the thoughts that I was thinking is like, I've had some really a lot of disconnection with my partner, and I'm thinking to myself, how do I get a man, or this man, right, to like touch me in these ways without just like immediately rushing? Anyway, I don't have to have an answer necessarily, but just like I'm imagining, could I get him to just like massage me and not try to make it sexual? Anyway, so.
And we can request that. I've requested of partners when I was first waking up to this work and having the universe download these practices into me. I told my partner at the time, like, hey, can we have, this time where you're like massaging my pelvic floor, but in a non like it's not for getting off, it's not for climax. Like I really just want help relaxing these muscles. And I'm going to it's I don't want to be performative. I don't want to arch my back. I don't want to force sound certain ways. So I'm just gonna focus on breathing. So if you hear like silence or like I'm not really doing much, know that I'm there and I'm present. I'm just really focusing on my breath and my own relaxation. And he was totally open to that. So just being aware, of what we're desiring. And I will say the most expansive, juicy, gushy, full body orgasms I've ever had were always in a space of zero sexual expectation, zero agenda, zero trying for that. When I was purely in the gifting of the non-agenda touch with my body, and that's when it like just effuses open. So that's why I find such a value in guiding people through these like non-sexual touch spaces. Ironically, even though it's in an erotic container, like we're all about like exploring sensuality, eroticism, sexuality. But the irony is like that gets so much more juicy when we embark in these practices in a non-sexual context. 'Cause then the body's like, oh, you're actually just here for me. Just here for me. You're not trying to get anything from me. And we can bring that into sexual context. It's a fine line. So just being aware. Anyone else like to share about what came up for them in that, or any reflections from what Misty and I spoke to?
I'll share a little bit. The I felt a little overstimulated, like trying to like relax and massage at the same time, you know? And so I just like I kind of like massaged and did some things that felt nice for a second, and then I would like focus on relaxing for a second. And then I would kind of massage and like do some touch, and then I would just like hold my thighs or hold my yoni and focus on relaxing because I was like, I can't do this at the same time. And then I noticed like I tried the whole time to like fully relax, but there was like this little, like two little knots of tension in my butt cheeks that just like could not fully let go. And but it was almost like even when I tried to massage it, it was like almost like I almost didn't feel like strong enough to like really get in there. Like I need to like roll around on a tennis ball or something.
Yeah, I was just gonna suggest the if you have like one of those little balls for that. I mean, you can use a tennis ball,
Yeah.
but like that fascia release. If
Yeah.
you do this similar exercise, but rather than massaging, you're literally just laying on the ball where the tension is, and all you're doing is focusing on relaxing the body that much more into the ball. And just letting it sink even deeper into the floor, even deeper into the floor with every breath. That would be, I sense, really, really helpful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, yeah, it can be a lot with the multitasking. So, again,
It's like a
adapting it to what's best. That's why I made the suggestion halfway through, was like, it might be a lot to do it all. The sound, the massage, the relaxing, So, whatever layers of that are the most supportive, you take, and it doesn't need to all be done at once. The focus is, can I relax even deeper with each breath? So whatever allows you to move into that.
Well, and I can ask for help. Like Connor will definitely like he's has no like barriers to, he's down. I just have to ask him and we have to like clear out the time, that we're gonna spend like each week. I think it'll be easier. I was thinking that like I was like, no, I need to like do this for myself, but I was also like, it'll be a lot easier if he just does it for me and I can just
Yeah,
focus on the relaxing part.
totally. Then you can really just relax. And it's a really beautiful bonding exercise to like carve out quality time again, where it's like a non-sexual, non-goal oriented thing. The goal is to relax, to support me in relaxing. And the feminine feels like, oh, so ooey gooey relaxed in that. Ironically, you'll probably feel super turned on by them just being there solely to help you relax. I mean, I know that's what happened with my partner when I felt him actually just fully drop in and be just fully present without the goal. Then I'm like, oh my God, I need you inside me right now. It's just like that's the irony of the feminine, right? It's like, oh, you're really just oh, okay. We need to feel that. So, and again, if someone else is doing the motions, that's why the ball is helpful, because then just gravity is what's doing all the work. So whether with a partner or with the fascia release balls or foam rollers can help us deepen into this even more. Well, thank you for that. Anyone else like to share? A couple minutes, yeah.
I would say that I probably need to watch the replay and do it again. 'Cause I was just bawling the whole time. I had a lot of anxiety and just a lot of running through me today. And pleasure was not in the cards for me. It was very much like crying. It was good to feel the pendulation, kind of. There were moments when I'm like, yeah, I can fully tune in into this, but that would bring up like emotion again, so then I would cry again, and then my mind would be like, why are we crying? Oh, because of this. And I'm like, no, we're in the body. So it was a lot of pendulation between like yeah, all of it, but sometimes that's how it is.
Yeah. And again, the invitation when the crying, the weeping comes is, can I let go that much deeper into this weeping? Can I relax, surrender this much more into, can I really let myself wail? You know, if it's one of the, if it's a louder cry, can I really just let that rip? And if it's a softer sob, silent, can I really just melt even deeper into whatever is moving through here? Because again, surrender is surrender. The more we can surrender into all that, the more we surrender into the pleasurable. And again, it gets a little, the deeper you go into this work, like literally everything becomes pleasurable because you feel a rapture of the aliveness of everything. So I'm excited as you all deepen into this and as collectively women feel more that the pleasure really isn't separate from anything. Man, I wish I could just wail, but it's not ready to come out yet. That's okay. That's okay. The body's on its own time frame. We honor the body whenever it's ready. It will be the time. And until then, we love it exactly how it is, and we give it our soothing words and soothing touch, and what will be will be. But yes, I encourage re going through this recording and just seeing what comes the next time and the next time and the next time. You know, I was literally with this exercise essentially for like a year. In 2020, this one came to me, and I would just lay in my room for hours and do this. So now we're a little more, you know, we don't need to. Time is moving faster and faster. So I don't think people need the same time and depth that I did. I think it's like, okay, now these codes are waking up in our collective consciousness. Now we can be even more, efficient, maybe not the word, but even just like 20 minutes of this can be so revolutionary. And again, it's just the consistency. If you can gift this to yourself once a week, even, you would see radical changes over a few months. Anyone else have any comments or questions before we close? I know we went over today, but.
I wanted to say thank you for doing it for so long and embodying it and then sharing it so that it is faster.
Yes, there's a little shortcut, a little bridge.
But also, this point, like when you say, like, all of it is pleasure, and I've been watching you and hearing this from you and wanting to believe or wrap my head around finding the joy. Like, I understand the concept, but like just a few minutes ago when you were saying it's like every emotion and every sin, like it's like everything becomes pleasure because it's just, I get it. I get it. I
The
get it.
aliveness, yeah.
I get it. Like I, there was like in that moment, it was like receiving a layer of coding that's like, ah, okay. It's not just words in my head. Like, oh my God. Okay. All right. I can see how grief might be alive and pleasurable. Okay. All right. So
Yeah,
anyway,
getting
just
the more visceral understanding, yeah.
That's what I need because, you know, life is not getting any easier necessarily. So I just need to find the pleasure in all of it because parts of it are, just aren't changing. It's earth, you know? So,
Right, that's the secret. That's the secret. If you can find the pleasure in what is, no matter what it is, that's ultimate freedom, baby. And again, it's not somewhere to get to. That arrives It just arrives as a natural consequence of practicing these exact things that we're going over and integrating them into your lifestyle in the long term. It arrives. It's not anything to grasp at or make a goal of or da da da. It just know it is inevitable. It's your destiny. It's all of our birthright to witness the pleasurable rapture of being whatever is in the moment, in the beingness with it. That is like, and again, it's hard to explain because it's not an intellectual concept at its core. It's a direct experience. So all that to say, you all have the tools. That's the whole purpose of this program, giving you the somatic tools. And it's just a matter of directly experiencing it as you practice the tools more and more and integrate it into your life. So, and it doesn't need to be, thank you for thanking me for the doing it for hours. It was my pleasure. It was a lot, you know? It was a lot. So thank you. Thank you for seeing me in that. And I'm glad that, transformation's happening even more swiftly for people now.
I love that it was a pleasure for you too.
It was. Alrighty, my dear. So thank you so much. I'll see you all on Thursday and we'll continue in this theme. Okay. Jennifer, was there anything you want to say before we go? Okay, you're good. All right. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Ciao, ciao. Love you all. Bye.